Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, here on www.goforgold.lk. Joining me is my co-host, Lakit Peters. First and foremost, to accept our apologies. Well, podcast slightly behind schedule. Of course, we are all in the festive season. And of course, the game between Royal Challengers Bangalore and Mumbai Indians ended pretty late in the night. That's because of high-scoring game. Unbelievable. We also had a dedication by both teams because we all know the passing away of India's famous singer, the 92-year-old Asa Bhosle. She died in Mumbai yesterday, and I was told by so many Indian fans that she was one of the most popular singers in the history of Hindi music. And today, www.goforgold.lk will be playing a song in our memory on our podcast. But let's start off with cricket news. It was disappointing to see the way that Mumbai Indians, who won the toss yesterday, decided to bowl first on a placid pitch at Wankhede Stadium. What's up, Mumbai Indians? Just following the same old pattern, not taking advantage of the placid situation, especially in Indian conditions where batting is pretty easy. RCB said, thank you very much. I mean, they took first lease of the wickets and thumped 240 runs for 4 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. What a great game it was. Batsmanship to the best. Phil Salt, 78. Virat Kohli, 50. And Rajat Palitar made 53. And I'll tell you the strike rate of Rajat Palitar. 4 boundaries, 5 massive sixes. Strike rate of 265. And Phil Salt, in his 78, 6 boundaries, 6 massive sixes, strike rate of 216. Jasprit Bumrah, wicketless for 35. Mitch Santner, 1 wicket for 43. And Mayank Markhande, 2 overs, gave away 40 runs, wicketless. And Shardul Thakur, well, we all know that he's a good seamer, played for India, was expensive as well in his 2 overs, 1 for 32. And Mumbai Indians did pretty well. I mean, they lost the game by 18 runs. They got up to 222 for 5 wickets. They were unlucky that Rohit Sharma had to walk off the field with an injury. Guess it was a hamstring injury. That's what I guessed. Shefan Rutherford, top scored with 71. Hardik Pandya, 41. Surya Kumar Yadav, 33. And Ryan Rickleton, 37. Suresh Sharma, according to Ravi Shastri, I heard him on the interview, seems to think that he's an exciting bowler. He took 2 for 42. We also had another IPL game just before the RCB versus Mumbai Indians got underway. That was between Gujarat Titans and LSG, Lucknow Super Giants. GT won this game comprehensively by 7 wickets. LSG batting first, 164 for 8. Now, a score like 164 on these Indian conditions is below par, let's face it. Aidan Markram made 30, Nicholas Porham 19, Abdul Samad 18, and Prasad Krishna took 4 for 28, while Ashok Sharma took 2 for 32 for Gujarat Titans. Gujarat Titans had absolutely no problem. They got to the target in 18.4 overs, 165 for 3. Subman Gill 56, Josh Butler among the runs. Good to see the Englishman back again among the runs. He made 60. Let's move away to a little bit of sanity, I reckon. Sri Lanka women versus England women. The under-19 game was played yesterday. Exciting game, I can tell you what. Because Sri Lanka women won this game by just 8 runs. But batting first, Sri Lanka women made 136 for 6 wickets. The English were bowled out for 128. Very exciting and good to see Sri Lanka women compete against quality teams. Game coming up today, of course, in the under-19 women's cricket is Australia versus Sri Lanka. I assure you it's going to be a challenge for the Sri Lankan women because they are playing back-to-back as well. And in the IPL, it's SRH versus RR, which means Sunrisers Hyderabad will play against Rajasthan Royals, who are the current table leaders. Well, that's it on our podcast for today. We look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. And in the meantime, like I made mention, couple of songs. First one, a dedication to Asa Bhosle of India.